All right, folks, Joe Jurisic here, doing a From the Field. I'm here at Kankakee Nursery. I'm with Amy Baker and Pete Worth. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Joe. It's good to be actually live recording as opposed to on mute.
Yeah, it's technical difficulties here. It's all right. It's Friday, you know, beautiful day at the nursery, sunshine and plants are growing. You can't complain. So I said, technology, it's finicky, so we'll just let it be. But you know, our goal here from the field is for you guys to get to know Kankakee Nursery a bit more. So I will go ahead, step back, and Amy, let's go ahead and talk about Kankakee. We're talking about a very long generational nursery here. So this is kind of a cool one. So folks, I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. So Pete and I are part of the fourth generation that are taking over. Our great grandfather started the business, and then both of our grandfathers kind of grew the business, and our parents were part of the business, and now we are taking over and getting our feet wet and hoping new challenges and new ideas, fresh new ideas.
That's good. Yeah, probably a little different from when they started.
Yeah,
for little, sure. A little bit different environment. So yeah, we've been in, myself and Amy and my brother and Amy's brother and our other cousin are all involved now, and kind of been in managerial roles here for the last about year or so, as we kind of get close to the as we gear up for the official transition of the business, which is very imminent. So
yeah, and your recent I think it was for the new 2022 catalog, it was folks, if you're not on their email chain, you should definitely reach out and get on that. I will say Pete's music choice every week is always spot on, which is awesome. But you guys had kind of give the preemptive view of that, of the next generation. Welcome to Kankakee. So that's cool.
Yeah,
that's nice to see, you know, a legacy business continue on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 97 years, right?
Yeah.
So
2025 will be 100 years.
Wow. Currently, you know, gotta be start brainstorming some big 100-year anniversary party, you know, ideas. But yeah, it's we're very fortunate, very lucky to have this opportunity just kind of presented at our feet without having to do anything. And so we want to, you know, all members of our generation have talked about it. You know, take it and run with it, and you know, going into the future, see a big opportunity with other nurseries not having generation like ours.
Yeah.
And in order to you know, succeed long term going forward. So
yeah, we're not seeing just nurseries passed down. I think other folks they kind of see what their parents, maybe grandfathers, went through and said, hey, yeah, I'll maybe try technology or something different. But I mean, yeah, you guys and your guys' namesake, though. I mean, anywhere you go in the industry, I mean, even, you know, over at the Man Show, Kankakee is still a very well-known name. So yeah, you guys have a very bright future ahead. I'm excited to see it and grow with you guys too.
Yes.
So what do you guys specialize in? And we'll go maybe into the more of the plant nitty-gritty side. And, you know, Pete, I'm looking to you. Why don't you kind of explain, you know, your diverse, you know, product mix and, you know, kind of what you guys do?
Yeah, so throughout our history, we've kind of been known as a tree grower, and that's still what we specialize in. So we do a large number of bald and burlap shade and ornamental trees from 1.5 to 4 inch. We do ever expanding selection of container trees as well. We put pot and pot infrastructure in, I think, in the early 90s, I believe. And so we've been doing that for a long time, mostly 20 and 25 gallon, again, shade and ornamentals. We do some 10 gallon, you know, patio trees, live white trees, which Amy's brother grows and does an awesome job with those. They're looking phenomenal right now, just in case anybody wants to buy some.
Check those out online.
And, and check them out on the hub and amongst many other things. But then what we've, the big transition that we've done here, which, you know, most Illinois people know by now, is after 2019, we eliminated container shrubs and evergreens and perennials from our product mix. And we were pretty much growing everything up to that point, from, you know, B&B and the container trees and B&B evergreens and then container shrubs and perennials. It got to a point where we were just kind of almost trying to be you know, everything for everybody.
Yep.
And it was stretching ourselves a little too thin, especially with labor crunch being what it is. And we saw some other people kind of really kind of take off specializing in certain product mix. And we decided that, well, we've always been known as the B&B tree grower, and we know what we're doing on it. We're very good at it. And wanted to make that our primary focus while supplementing that with, you know, other things as well, so that we're not just exclusively a B&B and that's it. We wanted to still maintain that diversification, but just make sure that it kind of fit in with our natural processes, you know. And so expanding the container trees, which we've done, we've gotten heavily into natives over the last couple of years as we've seen that demand increase for that. So we started using 15 gallon, you know, native grow bags, which we can talk a little bit more about.
Oh yeah.
Just diversifying our native selection on the smaller end size, for especially for like garden centers, municipalities, nonprofit groups that are popping up for reforestation projects.
I will say that's the big thing right now is reforestation.
Right. And then you know, since we got out of the container stuff, really dramatically increasing our production of evergreens, mostly arborvitae and upright junipers. We're still doing some pine and spruce, not a ton, but we're still growing those numbers and getting better at quality, for sure, on that stuff. That's kind of the scope of it.
Let's talk about the shrubs, because, you know, that was the big buzz back in 19 before, you know, the world changed. Probably internally a little pain, but now looking to, you know, coming out of it on the other side, I mean, big smiles what I'm seeing.
Yeah. I mean, well, obviously you get a better profit margin on the tree side, and so that was a factor too. I mean, some people that might be listening to this are still gonna be like, God, I wish Kankakee never got rid of the shrubs, because we did do an awesome job at it. Our 5 gallons were pretty great, but long term we just decided that the change was necessary, and so far, you know, the results have yielded good returns.
Is that door completely closed, or is it slightly open?
I mean, I don't know what you think, Amy, but
I'm seeing a lot of sighs over here. Yeah,
I mean, it's closed for now. I never want to keep every door closed.
Oh, no, you know? Of course.
But we'll see where we're at in another, you know, 5-10 years.
Who knows what the market's going to do? I mean, a very common theme. We'll get into the crystal ball shaking later, but that's, you know, it's who knows what the future may hold.
Right. No, and the competition is very fierce on the container side. A lot of people doing a lot of numbers and growing really quality shrubs.
Yeah.
And growing trees, you know, I'm on the sales side, but I think I can speak for Amy's brother and our rest of our production teams that growing trees is a little tougher job.
Yeah.
That's
not just stick it in the ground and roll.
Right. Yeah. And so
if it was, we'd all be growing trees.
Right. So we think our skill set here, you know, as a collective whole, we're a little more unique, and we can kind of stand apart a little bit, you know, from the entire scope of the industry.
Well, of course not. It's if you do something well, not why not? You know, it's there's that whole saying, you know, jack of all trades. I can get into it, but I mean, it's knowing what you're good at, sticking to it, and then producing that product. So that's awesome. Amy, I'm going to look to you. Something was brought up, labor. That's a common theme on this podcast because everyone says it's a challenge. You know, and us talking a little bit ago with you guys being more of a, you know, a generational company, how do you guys handle labor? I mean, you've got folks probably from way back when, you're probably still dealing with family members as well, you know, just down the line just as much as you guys are.
We do. We have a very loyal employee base. We have some multi-generational families that have worked here. We have husbands, wives, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles. So that's kind of neat to see too, because there's some people that I knew growing up and now like their children or grandchildren work here. And so when we say we're a family business, we don't just mean by blood. I mean, all of our employees are family as well. And So that's nice to see as well. But of course, the labor shortage, I don't think that's a secret to anybody that everybody is having challenges mm-hmm. with labor. So we just do the best that we can with what we have and make it work.
Yeah, it is nice that you are dealing with, because then, you know, in a sense that the training just inherently moves down the pipeline too,
right,
which helps. And but then you guys coming in, bringing a breath of fresh air, it also probably helps reinvigorate some of the longtime generational employees.
I think so.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Mm-hmm. Just with, our parents were here for a long time, and anytime where you have employees there for a long time, you kind of have a certain way of doing things. Mm-hmm. It's just natural human tendency. So having a whole new slate of kind of managers has been good, I think. And everybody kind of that feeling kind of trickles down, throughout the rest of the organization. And I think it's been real positive so far.
Well, good. Well, as I said, it shows in your qualities. So
thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Something I also want to bring up too, in my last travels here, I try to get down to Kankakee as much as I can. The
only one who's ever said that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're always welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun time down here.
It is. It's off the beaten path, but
it's worth it.
Especially at the nursery. There you go.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the root pouches and the native trees.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, what kind of triggered that for you guys to look and say, hey, well, this is probably something we should go at. I mean,
sure. A couple of years ago, a lot of Illinois nurseries will be familiar with, the organization called the Chicago Region Tree Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
It is a group that works kind of hand in hand with Morton Arboretum, and they have these very lofty goals of reforesting, repopulating the tree canopy throughout the entire city of Chicago. Like, okay, well, this kind of, is good timing for us. We had already kind of planned to kind of exit out of the shrubs and increase the numbers of trees mm-hmm. that we're doing. And I should have said earlier, also a little sidebar, that we have been expanding the B&B production as well, kind of going when we got out of the shrub.
Sure.
But kind of going back to the CRTI, we thought we were kind of a perfect fit for kind of what they were looking for. They didn't know exactly, and they'd probably tell you this too. I don't want to speak for them, but they weren't exactly sure, what they needed to do. And so they kind of sat down with a lot of us Illinois nursery folk and mm-hmm. got our opinions and feedback. And they did a phenomenal job of acquiring all that information and kind of putting a plan into place. And so we have been able to help them with our expanded native mm-hmm. program, because, they're really focused on natives, and along with other, a lot of other organizations and just people in general.
Oh yeah, that's just the big movement.
Yeah, just plant nerds like us.
Oh yeah,
And so we've probably brought on about another 10 to 20 new varieties that we've tried for the first time. Not only just for them, but just for seeing if they might
pick up.
Like it.
Yeah,
and then seeing if there was an additional market for it. And so far, we've seen that there has been. And the root pouch, I'll give a shout out to Ashley from Root Pouch, because she's been super helpful with us. The root pouch bag, if you haven't seen it, it's made out of totally out of recycled water bottles. The water bottles, come from the landfill. They get melted down and woven into the fabric that creates the root pouch. We started using them originally in our propagation side, because mm-hmm. we propagate about 50% of the trees that we put out in the ground.
Which I want to talk about that next.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So, but Chuck, our propagator, started using these for our oaks because we were having a tough time on getting the quality oak, which
yeah.
is not, nothing new. We started trialing these. I think he brought them in as a 3-gallon, put our oaks in there, and the root systems that he was seeing on them were just awesome. He was kind of blown away by it. And, over the next couple of years, as we expanded using them on the propagation side, we're like, okay, I think this is a method we want to go to on finished product as well. And so, yeah, we did a big kind of a market survey from all our customers and got good feedback, and, you know, very good feedback on that from the initial kind of shipments that we were doing. And so, yeah, we're going pretty heavily into it. And I mean, you can't beat the root systems on it. It's just, I mean, I haven't seen any that really compare.
Rip them apart, they're all fibrous.
Yep. Yep. And especially on the evergreen side, like the arbs too, and junipers that we use in the propagation side before we put them out in the field. We're just thrilled with it. So
did you see a big uptick from the garden center side?
We were never the garden center had never been a huge part of our clientele. But they were back when we did have the shrubs.
Sure.
You know, they were a solid base, not our biggest base.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we got out of that, you know, we still had a couple of garden center customers. But yeah, the number of them have started to pick up, especially, you know, just kind of being honest with the root pouch. It's not as pretty or shiny as say a proven winner's pot. However, I mean, it is a more natural looking plant.
Well,
and
if it's the MO.
And the root systems, obviously I've talked about those, are so quality, you don't get the circling roots that you do in a plastic pot. They retain water much better, and moisture, and the airflow is obviously a lot better because the airflow is going through the entire pot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put little, you know, hanging tags kind of explaining what the root pouch is, you know, on that for garden centers, and it's been going pretty well.
Well, especially if you're doing natives in a recycled pot. I mean, what more can you ask for? That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and root pouch will tell you it's not a perfect, you know, eco-friendly thing.
Nothing,
you know,
ever
just
is perfect.
Disclosing. I mean, generally you do have to cut the bag off,
yeah,
and throw it away. But we've been also kind of seeing that if you kind of work at it a little bit while you're taking the plant off, kind of cut around the edges a little bit. And slide it off. It's a little more work, but you can pull it off and reuse it. So
all these bags, maybe.
There you go.
No, perfect.
There you go. Or I mean, there's I don't want to make this too much of an advertisement for them, but you know, I know people do like grow like vegetables and fruits in them in their backyard and stuff. So
good ideas.
It's been a good thing for us.
Nice. Let's bounce over to the liner production, because you also sell your liners outwards too, correct?
We do. It's not a huge part of the business, but we do have excess liners that we sell. Most of what we produce is going into our own production for field, you know, caliper trees to sell. But we have target numbers of trees individual line items that we want to plant. So if we plant the, you know, 2000 swamp white oak liners that we produced and put them out in the field and we have an extra 500, then we would move those. So that's kind of what we have on the liner side. As we'll probably maybe check this out in the drone footage a little whenever that's posted, we can kind of go over the buds are right in front of the office here. We bud, I think it's like 30,000 trees
that's
a summer.
I think he said,
So
yeah,
our guys, our guys go out there in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people that do budding have these carts and wagons where the guys are lying on their stomachs and doing the budding. But our guys just, they haven't, found anything like that they actually want to use. They just prefer bending over.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And going through.
Generational.
Yes,
there you go.
Yep. Yeah, most of those guys have been doing it for quite some time. So we have, you know, they have a crew. We can just send them out and they know what they're doing. And
that's nice.
Yeah.
That takes one part of the equation, you know, out of it to make it life much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. And we got a couple younger guys that are learning the process right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, they wrapped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a really cool part of what we do.
Nice. Alrighty, let's change gears here. Talking about generation, the future. Let's bring back the crystal ball since we put it away prior. I'm gonna shake it up. Amy, I'm gonna pass it to you. What's your take? Now, granted, you have a different role in the company of, you know, not more on the plant side, but I mean, it still takes multiple people to drive the ship.
It does.
What are you thinking? What's your outlook on the next? We'll call it 5 to 7 years. Could be, you know, Kankakee internally, or it could be outfacing of the entire industry since, you know, you grew up in it.
Right. Well, I think it's a fun new way to the five of us to kind of make this our own and to take off with it. We're learning how to work together because we've all worked here, but now we're all working together with our new ideas. So just getting those implemented to go down the road. And we have, like we said, our 100-year anniversary coming up. So that'll be something fun.
Can't wait for the party.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We'll see if we throw you an invite or not.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope I get on the list.
I think you earned it today.
All right, yeah. Cool. We get cool fancy mugs, too. Is that going to be part of it?
Well, we haven't decided.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Keep me in the loop on that. People are going to be real intrigued on that one.
That's right, yeah. So stay tuned for what's next.
Cool.
You never know what'll happen.
I like it. That's great. Yeah. How are you going to follow that up, Pete?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, leave them with a shroud of wool.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, we got one more topic, so that's all right. But that's, you know. So yeah. So what do you think? I'm being more on the plant side and, you know, kind of being out in the field a bit more. I mean, folks, you see Pete all the way from Mance all the way to the Colorado show. I mean, that's something we probably didn't talk about earlier. We should. That you guys do ship pretty much, you know, coast to coast. And you're shipping into Colorado, which is pretty difficult.
Yeah, we've shipping into Colorado has been a part of our business for a while. They're pretty sensitive about bringing in Japanese beetles, so there's stuff like that that we got to take care of. But we figured it out. As far as the rest of the territory which we sell to, we shipped a load. We ship, I think, from west. As far west as we've gone to the far east as we've gone, or as we went this spring, I would say far west was a load to Idaho. Far east was a load to Montreal.
Wow.
And so that's kind of the scope of what we can do here. If somebody wants a full load of plants,
nice.
Most of the product does go through metropolitan Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But we do send, stuff into Toronto area. Yeah, that's pretty much all across the country.
Nice. So. Throwing the crystal ball back to you too.
Oh, sure.
Nice little thing. Come on, don't forget about that one, Pete.
Oh yeah, my bad. I kind of touched on earlier. I mean, I think we have a real good opportunity to make our mark in the industry, especially with a lot of nurseries going away, either for lack of future generation or still kind of struggling to get, to make things up out of the recession.
Yep.
I'm just really optimistic of where we can go, especially with the expansion that we're doing on like the container tree side and the evergreen side. And we just started getting into container evergreens as well. So we've got some container arbs and container.
That's really neat.
Keep an eye on that, folks. That's going to be coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. Container arbs, container junipers, potted up. And I think our quality, especially on the B&B arbs, is second to none, honestly. And, I think that's only going to be, carried on in the container side because we propagate all of our own arbs.
That's nice. Keep everything
in-house. I have a video that I've been working on for weeks that I haven't actually been able to put together yet, but just look out for that. It kind of shows you from the early stages of when we just go in, snip it, cutting off the existing plant, and the next, 5 to 6 years condensed into a couple minutes.
The photo with the person.
And I'm not like I'm not a video editing whiz by any means, but there's apps for that can help me out.
Yeah. We'll say
it's a really neat process.
What music video are you going to put to that? Because, I will say, your music video skills to the video editing,
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's pretty easy for me to just to find a YouTube link and put that in our email.
But they're all thoroughly thought out.
They are. I like to, in our email marketing, we have a Kinkakee's song of the week. I try to tie it in with whatever theme that's going on in that particular email blast. So
it keeps it relevant.
I got to throw REO Speedwagon in there for Joe.
Yes.
After seeing him karaoke it once or twice before.
Yeah, so. That's going to be a set. That's the different podcast that we're going to start.
Okay, all right. You weren't expecting me to bring that up.
Oh, that's Green Industry After Hours. Or after the show, I should say.
Yeah.
So, Well, cool. One more thing, and this is kind of more of a brief topic because it kind of depends on each nursery situation. Technology, especially since, you know, Landscape Hub is a tech firm. What are you guys, you know, using currently for technology, and what are you looking to get into the future, or is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel, we're going to keep rolling?
I'll take this one. I mean, we're pretty, I think, probably pretty rare from a nursery to have a full-time IT person on staff, and Trish Askew, who's been a fundamental part and piece of this whole operation for 40 years.
Yeah,
shout out right there.
Yeah.
She
shout
gave
out.
You the Wi-Fi password that's in order right, for yeah. us to do this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's...
She keeps us running.
I was blindfolded and taken to the bag.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, that's her. That she keeps this place going because of security like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And so she's very flexible and very knowledgeable and resourceful. And so we use her a lot of the stuff like making availabilities, you know, easier to read. Or just you know, setting up new nothing like that. Maybe the customers see or anything, mm-hmm. but just internally helping us with systems and processes. She kind of revamped our entire inventory process. Anytime there's something that's like, hey, I really would want like to see this data in this sort of format, mm-hmm. she's super good at kind of generating
get a tech quiz here
for
awesome.
That. Yeah, no. So that's kind of on the internal side. Outside, you know, we're always looking at automation.
Sure.
We haven't gotten fully, you know, heavily into it yet, but we know it's the way of the future, mm-hmm. and we'll be looking at those opportunities. When they present themselves, and I don't have anything, you know, tangible right now that we're working on. Your brother would probably be able to answer that better than I could, but it's totally something that's on our radar, and we just have to find the right opportunity and time to put some of that stuff into place.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks are keeping that on their radar of, you know, what's coming down the pipeline, what's going to be the best. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, especially with the increase in production that we're doing and mm-hmm. planting, being able to afford or being able to implement those sorts of cost saving devices and time saving devices are going to be huge for our future. So.
There you have it, folks. Well, I think this has been an awesome. We're coming right up on our time, which is perfect. So
nice.
I want to. Well, and one thing I forgot to mention too, and you know, I'm remiss for saying this. Kankakee, I think, was actually supplier number one on Landscape Hub.
Nice.
Number one.
Number one overall.
Yes.
Just remember to keep that. Yeah. We might need to promote that a little more on the hub.
I think so.
Yeah.
After this, I think we need to find some creative ways of doing that. But again, from us here at Landscape Hub, we sincerely appreciate the partnership, you know, the friendship that's come with this, and we're excited to grow with you guys as you guys also move then into your next kind of part of the generation and take Kankakee from what it is now to what it will be.
Yeah.
So it was great chatting with you all.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for making the trip, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Now let's go have some fun out in the field.
All right, sounds good.
All right, folks, check them out on Landscape Hub. Make sure you sign up also, too, for Pete's weekly availability updates. You will love the music he puts out. Also, the little one that buzzes through for the boxwood photos.
She's pretty cute. Yeah.
I would say so. I think that's the driving factor. So.
Right. Yeah, I have no qualms of shamelessly plugging my daughter to advertise nursery
stock.
That's
all right.
It's the next generation.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, go to www.kankakeenursery.com to learn more about us and to sign up for that newsletter.
Yeah.
And, reach out to us with any questions that you might have.
Check them out. They're awesome folks. Come down to Kankakee and hang out, too. They'll show you a good time.
Yep, that's right.
All right, folks. Tune in for the next one. Thanks for listening.